We like to do this tune, The Walls of Time. Kind of follows along in the pine, the walls of time. When you were mine and love was blind, you were kind, my Clementine. Yeah. Yeah. So
greasy.
I was a bluegrass boy working with Bill Monroe in about 63 through 65 on through 66. And little did I know that, I mean, it was two bands later, Earth Opera and Sea Train and Mule Skinner, three bands later, and Olden and the Way started to happen in 1971. And it blows my mind to think about that we were just so plumb ignorant that we just didn't know what we were doing. We had a great time, though. Right? That's what it was all about. And I think the music stands up, but you know, we owe it to the fact that Mr. Bill Monroe, the father of bluegrass music, kept it simple and so close to the bone that his musical lessons were that and Carter and Ralph Stanley, the Stanley brothers, Jim and Jesse McReynolds. I would say that was the main influence in Olden in a way, as far as like trying to be direct with the music and not mess it up too much. As Bill Monroe once told me, he said, "Pete, don't go too far out on the limb. There's enough flowers out there already." So I was driving the bus with Bill. It was after we'd played the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night. We was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and the bus broke down up in Horse Caves, Kentucky. I was standing outside the bus, and the sun was about to come up over those mountains to the east. And Bill Monroe came out of the bus and stood up next to me, and he said real low and serious like, "Pete Rones," he always called me plural, "Pete Rones, you listened good to this, and don't you ever forget it." And he sang this melody and the beginning of the words, and we wrote this one together. This is called The Walls of Time. Thank you. birds and the angels for my darling, and take her to the home on high. I'll wait my time out here on earth now, and come to you when I die.
Lord, too.